Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy. That's Daisy 644478 at keen.com for readings. And before I begin today, I would like to offer a prayer. In Jesus' name, Father God, thank you for leading and guiding us. We don't always know which path to take, but you know the plans that you have for us and exactly what needs to happen for us to fulfill our destinies. Help us to have confidence in your love and leading. You are limitless and nothing is too difficult for you. Open our minds and hearts today for what we need to know in Jesus' name. Amen. Our health tip comes from simplyhealth.com. It's about astragalus root. There are 15 health benefits, and I couldn't wait to take it. You can't take it if you're on blood thinners. It's an amazing supplement. It actually builds a shield around your pancreas and your body for protection, and I think we need that right now. So it's a really good supplement. I would go to that website and read up on it. It's marvelous. Our cosmic weather for today, our focus is on Jupiter. Jupiter in Pisces, it's the first time in 11 years that it's been in this placement. It varies, of course, according to your chart and degrees, but for us all, it could mean luck. That can only happen in a lifetime. The sun is in a good vibe to Neptune. Things can become clear. Finally, some clear facts. We may really start seeing some clear facts. The moon aligns with Mercury to help ease some of the retrograde. But for us today, the focus is Jupiter, nothing short of magical. I think we could all use some luck. And for you lottery players, it's really up there. There, one of them's 430, 163. So, you know, according to your chart, of course, and I hope that somebody wins it that'll do good with it. Okay. Right now, knowing who we are is essential. We need to know that we have been accepted by Jesus as our Lord of our life. And we become born again, and your mind and body stay the same, but your spirit and the spirit of God become one. Your spirit is now perfect. You're a child of God, and no need for condemnation. That's a real big problem, also a major tool used by the enemy to condemn us, bringing up all of our weaknesses and things of the past. Read Romans 8:1. God sees you as a finished work in Christ. We need to get through the battle of the mind, and that's where the battle is, and our present circumstances we face in our earthly existence. We all have issues to confront and conquer. We need to agree with God and allow Him to be a better influence in our life. That is really important. God is not holding anything against us. It's all been taken care of at the cross. Jesus finished it for us. Just surrender to the Holy Spirit, and He will reveal everything you need to know. He will also reveal the Spirit, I mean the future. The Spirit will reveal the future to us. This is what I rely upon when I do my readings. And we need not to stress about the evil around us right now. We simply choose to change it. Right now, our environment needs to change. We frame our world by the thoughts we think, and we need to take captive the thoughts that are contrary to the will of God. See 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Remember, above all things, God says to us that He wants us to prosper and not to be sick. Sickness doesn't come from Him. Our soul prospers as we feed our spirit, as we're doing right now, and we do on each of these radio shows, as I come on to look at what's going on in your life and to feed your spirit. So we'll start now with taking some calls here.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
It's me, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Linda, it's me, Linda. Hi.
Hi.
I just got to tell you that two that you saw for Anthony was 2 hours. With 2 hours he's working.
Well, it was in the present
I
line.
Thought,
I know, it's
I know,
funny
know.
We laughed about the two-hour thing. But, you know, thank you. Praise Jesus. So, okay, what would you like? What would you like me to do?
Okay. For me, I know. I'm just want to know if I'm on the right path. No, I don't want to be working, but I'm gonna be working, and it's like I'm getting ready. I'm just wondering if I'm doing the right steps in my life to move forward. And
okay.
You know
yeah,
where
that's
I kind of
what my prayer
up, right?
was
it's
about. We don't always know which way to go.
Yeah,
and we're very affected.
Well, I feel
human beings.
When you pray on the radio show, I feel the spirit with us. So
oh, thank
your
you.
Prayers are very strong. Yeah, they're good.
Thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Let's look at this and see what. Thank you. I know I try. That's my biggest thing. I really want to help people, and you know.
You know,
okay,
I thought about something today.
An opportunity.
First, sorry.
Go uh-huh. ahead. An opportunity is about to arrive here, and it has to do with advancing you, and so you do have a proposal or a proposition of a job coming up. And I think that's the first step. I think it'll be July before you can actually probably have the funds that you need and take advantage of this lucky cycle. You know, I don't know what degree
oh, okay.
you'd have. We'd have to look at your Jupiter. If you
feel
have
like
chart,
I have any luck.
Well,
my
this
Jupiter?
Is a magical thing. It's, you need to look at your what degree of Jupiter and where it is in your chart. Okay.
Oh, okay.
There, right now, you know, you need to look at what's realistic and what isn't realistic. It's like we can't change people. We can only change ourselves. And with Anthony, you're just going to have to let this play out. He's growing. He's immature. He's learning. And, you know, he's just sort of just now stepped out in life. And, you know, he has some real issues concerning his mother and father figure, too, as well. So he didn't have a good relationship with a stepfather or somebody that was with his mom. And so there's
yeah,
a lot
the guy
of emotion-
with his mom, yeah.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. a lot of emotional
yeah.
issues that he needs to, that he, you know, he's learning about. And then, you know, he's attracting people right now that are taking advantages of his weaknesses. But he's going to
mm-hmm.
learn, and he may not go with you at first, but you need to have self-confidence in knowing that Jesus has assigned St. Michael and other angels to help you move forward. I think first comes his job, and then I think in July you will have a clear vision. You know, right now we're going to start getting clear visions about stuff with that Neptune placement. So pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to your what comes into your mind, you know, when you're by yourself about your future, because mm-hmm. there is something that's going to be revealed to you. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. I never really remember feeling dreams, but like you said, this is different, so I do feel my dreams, you know.
You know, my rabbi, Schneider, he says that we should have a dream log. We should keep a little book or notebook or something next to the bed and write down that dream as quick as you know, as you're remembering it, because as the day goes on, it's going to go away.
Exactly. Okay, well, thank you so much. I love
talking
to you.
Thank you for participating with
us.
Thank you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Anything you can happen to tell me would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, you know, I think the worst is behind you. There's still maybe a little trickle here and there, but it says that most the problems are now to be resolved, and that it's you need to put your effort forward, which is renewing your mind, positive affirmations, seeing a positive outcome, thinking in those terms, and take advantage of this Jupiter placement, and if you have a chart around, find out where, you know, contact me and find out where it's at and what degree, and I might be able to, you know, personalize it more. You're a very sympathetic and understanding person, you know, but very wise in a lot of ways. You have a lot of practicality. You know, you know, if things make sense to you, it's good. If they don't make sense to you, it's not good. So, you know, you have a sincere effort in believing and wanting to help people if they need to be helped, not if they're users or trying to, you know, take advantage of anything. But you have a lot of this past pain, and that includes the financial realm as well as the physical realm. It's like those things are going to be resolved now. And it looks like near your birthday or August that you're going to see a better life for yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. I love it when it's that. Yeah. So you actually have a lot to look forward to. There's a lot of hope in this reading and a lot of completion, you know, things being resolved and moving forward. So
that's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, don't listen to the voices of the evil one. He wants us to, I caught myself the other day when they were talking about this particular hacking that went on the pipeline, and then they started talking about this could happen, that the magnetic pulse, and I started to get off into, okay, you know, we're going to lose our money, and then I went, quit it, you know, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to create strife and mental disturbances and scare us to death, and we can't do that. We have to take those thoughts captive and refuse to let them in, you know, to take root.
Okay.
So it says between August and September, there's an accomplishment that you've been looking for concerning money. Also, I think complete release of this pain, and it's like a new life.
That's
so
wonderful.
You're physically being born again. You got rebuilt.
Yay. Thank you so much. God
You're
bless.
Welcome. Thank you for participating. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. This is Gina.
Hi.
Hi. And I just want to see what's going on with me, what you picking up.
Okay.
Hopefully some goodies.
Well, I like this luck cycle I'm seeing. I really do. Nothing short of magical.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm liking that. And I also like the placement that we're going to start getting some clear facts, because we have not been getting clear facts. We have been getting unsure things. And, you know, we can't really throw blame out there, because I don't think they knew what they were dealing with. And they're learning every day what they're dealing with. Okay. I see material gain starting in June. So some sort of monetary, maybe a level in or some kind of promotion. So that's going to be coming.
Okay.
Also, somebody from the past that you probably thought you'd never hear from, that you either loaned money or did something generous, and they're going to do something nice for you. So, and it appears to be a man, but, you know, we're not going to care as long as we get the gift, right?
Exactly.
So, there's a man that you kind of think that maybe it's failing with him.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know who I'm talking about?
I think I have a idea who you're talking about.
Okay, good. Good. He's trying to understand this, his own. He's having a weird experience within himself. And we can all do that. You know, it depends on, you know, men have a male menopause kind of thing. They go through a mental aspect of themselves. Usually it starts in the 40s, started after 45, and he's having a weird experience with himself, and he's kind of self-punishing himself for things that he hasn't accomplished that he wanted to accomplish, and he's overburdened, but I think that he's going to resolve this soon. And I do see him seeking counsel from somebody, which is good, because he needs it. He needs it. And I think that there's going to be him trying to re-spark things with you.
Well, I agree.
You got that to look forward to. You got two things from your past. He's not in the past, but it's like it wasn't the same as it used to be. And he's going to try to rekindle things. He's going to get a hold of himself, and I'm glad to see that.
Oh, good. Because I know he's going through something right now. Definitely with his father. And he had to leave the country to go back home. So, that could put him up, you know, in a different mental space. He has to take care of his father. And so I know right now we're not really talking as much or whatever. So, so it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. You know, I don't really bother him.
I don't think totally out of mind, though. It's not totally out of mind, but it's like kind of like out of sight, out of mind. It's like he's not focusing on it. But he hasn't totally, no. And you had a strong impact on him. So I think this will renew and keep me posted, okay?
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you so much, Daisy.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you, I went to this, I went to a jazz club on my birthday, and I didn't know they had an open mic. And so it was a piano player and a cello player, and I ended up singing pretty much all night. So It was fun. I had to do several songs a cappella, but I approached them about doing a tribute show to a certain female vocalist that passed on, and they seemed to be interested, and I wanted to get your feeling on this because I know it's a Mercury retrograde, so I want to get your feeling on that and what you think. And then I want to ask you one other thing.
Okay. Actually, the moon aligning with Mercury is easing the tail end of this retrograde.
So oh, good.
It's still there, but it's easing it up a little, which, God, I'm grateful for. I've certainly felt it up this retrograde. Okay.
I know.
Let's look at this. You know what? I think you're going to have an experience with these people, and it's going to be a prosperous experience. And so I see them looking at this as a favorable thing, and they were pleased with your songs. So I think this is going to this is a good news. It looks like it's going to come into effect here.
Okay.
And it's going to bring you some money.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on the flip side of that is my little friend was stalking me that night. I was sitting at the bar, and I look out the window, and I see him sitting at a light. So he basically circled the place several times. Lonnie was supposed to take me to this place. Thank God he didn't. It all worked out for the best, in my opinion. But the stalking thing kind of pissed me off. And then I see him in the gym yesterday, as if nothing had ever happened. He's trying to fill me out, and I didn't say two words to him. So I don't know where this is going to go. that really sent me, I wanted, and you know me, you know, and I've had men that act crazy like that. I have to act crazier, you know, to show them that, no, I'm crazier than you. No, you ain't crazy. I'm crazy. So I don't know. What do you pick up from that?
Well, okay. He's had a spurt or maybe even a gush of sadness here. Thinking about, you know, the good feelings he had, now they've vanished, and it's like, oh, no, you know, there's a longing here to restore things. You know, he's just, you know, he's on the southeast coast, and, you know, where you came from, so he's not used to a woman that's in control of her life, that's been taking care of herself most of her life, and hasn't been, you know, he's used to more dependent, needy type, you know, take over and guide me kind of women in his life. But this is new for him, and so he's got a sincere interest in wanting to get it back, but he needs to come to an understanding that, you know, you're far different than anything he's been with.
Yeah.
And he needs to realize that what occurred was petty. I got petty.
It was very petty. And the sad part is you block somebody and then you expect me to talk to you. I'm not talking to you. You blocked me. For what?
Expect some kind of, I got the card of bribery. I know people love that card. Go ahead and bribe me with a good time. But this is something that he's going to try to do. And I think he needs to realize what he's dealing with. And there needs to be a heart-to-heart discussion about this whole thing to understand this is the kind of person I am. You can't treat me like this and expect me to be all lovey-dovey. I'm not a needy woman, what you're used to.
Okay.
I'm not what you're used to. And basically, so expect something from him. And I do get the end of this month or the 1st of June at the latest or even sooner, because he's really wanting to, he misses what he had. And there was a lot of good parts in it.
There was a lot of good parts in this relationship. Mm-hmm. And
you might want to think about whether you want to put forth the effort to work on it, because there's a lot of good. There's more good in it than there is bad.
Okay. Well, I'll think about it. All right. Can I say something off the record, too, to your listeners? I just want people to understand, and I'm asking people to remove themselves. I know it's hard from watching mainstream media. There are some big things that are coming in the next, I want to say, 30 days, huge, big things. I know our buddy DJT, they're trying to indict him. But I want people to understand, don't be fearful. Don't fall for all of what you see. Know that everything that's being revealed now is for the good of humanity, and that there are huge, I mean, massively huge things coming down the pipeline. So buckle up, sit back, and enjoy the show. It's about to get really good.
Yeah, I'm feeling that as well, and especially the fact that we're going to start getting some. We have not been. We've been handed a lot of
garbage.
Yeah,
garbage.
So we're going to see things that are going to be clearer. And I'm with you. I've been getting all kinds of things coming to me that are things are going to happen and things are going to change. The first one, I believe, will be between now and August, and you just verified things. Yeah, and then I feel very strongly over the fall feasts of God, that something spiritual is going to be happening, that everybody will not be able to deny that it came from God. They will not be able to deny it, rebuttal or anything. It's just going to be that clear. So thank you for giving us that information.
And one other thing about the jab. I call it the jab because I don't say the shot. I say the jab. Guys, think very, very, very long and hard about getting that jab, because there's information coming out. And I'm encouraging people that if you want to get this stick in the arm, please wait at least another 60 days. You will find out if you don't need it. So please wait. I'm begging people, begging. I'm just asking, and I know it makes no sense, but that's my 5 cents. So thank you,
Daisy. You're welcome.
Okay.
God bless. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perception.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. There are things that are going to come out, and I have been getting some revelation, and I will probably send out a vast email when I feel that I've tried the spirits on it. But these statements that I'm making today are for those who have made Jesus the Lord of their life. Then you become a born-again believer, and we are supposed to allow angels to minister to and for us. They are available 24/7. In order to accomplish the will of our Father, we are in a fallen world. We need to yield to these angels right now that want to help us. They're all out there stationed, ready, and willing to help. Be willing to let God expand your world. Allow him to show you who he is, and let him have his way in your life. You won't regret it. You won't regret it. Now, God doesn't want, you know, he didn't make robots. He wants people to love him. Just like we feel about relationships, we want an honest and even flow. That's the same thing with God. He doesn't want people to love him for what he can give them or any of that. He wants them to love him for him. We should love him for what he's already done, actually. That was quite a ordeal that Jesus went through. If you will do this, it will create a shift in your environment and the way that you see everything. You are a son or a daughter of the Most High God, and God wants you to have life and have it more abundantly. Read Mark 9:23. Jesus said, nothing was impossible to those who believe. That's the key. That's the key that opens the door to everything, healing, prosperity, everything. We need to take off the limitations in our mind and the limitations that we put on God. His promises are true. He's faithful. It's up to us. It is done unto us by the way we think and the way we believe and the way we speak over ourselves. And that's true. You know, Job thought that his children would turn against God and that everything that he feared came upon him. So we need to realize that we create our world by the way we think. Okay, let's take some more calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah, I'm calling today to just find out what you see for my home life.
Okay.
There's just a lot of strife and chaos going on. My daughter and granddaughter live with us, and my husband is the stepfather to my daughter. And everyone is just fighting with each other, and I'm in the middle.
Oh, boy. Bad spot
yeah.
to see it. Okay. Okay. There is some, everybody wanting their own willful stuff here. It's like, I want my way or the highway kind of thing. And mm-hmm. that's where a lot of the fight is coming from. And there's a little bit of learning to respect, you know, everyone's desire and trying to bring unity here, which is what we need. It says you'll have a
mm-hmm.
victory over it, okay? It says it's going to require great determination on your part and strength
okay.
and force to be able to stand up to this and... do you ever have family meetings?
Well, I've been thinking about having one. It's just that everyone's temper blows up, and it just turns into a nightmare.
Into a nightmare.
Yeah. I live with three cancers, so.
Oh, boy.
I mean, okay, cancers are great people, but they're very emotional.
Yes, they are.
But if they get mad,
they're like the crab will latch onto you and won't let go till the sun goes down. So they can be extremely stubborn and
yeah.
not look at all both sides of the coin or all the way around the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you can't do this, but it says you can. It says you'll be triumphant over it. Before a family meeting, maybe cancers are also very creative people. They're also affected a lot about by the moon. So maybe doing it in the evening and, everybody do a little calming thing, some deep breaths. And asking the universe for help, the angels to help, to bring peace. This is my goal here, not to start the fighting or hear everybody's opinion, but to bring unity, to bring peace, to bring a solution, and put that in their heads. And it says you need to be skillful with this, but you can do it. You might fail one time, but keep at it. And if that doesn't work after a couple of times, I would suggest family counseling. But your reading today mm-hmm. says you can conquer this. You have a lot of strength.
Do you think I've been kind of pushing for moving to a bigger place where we'd have, like, more separate living quarters? My husband's kind of against that because he thinks it's going to be financially hard on us. To do that, but
everybody's worried about finances right now.
Yeah,
because of the devaluation of the dollar and the government spending and so that fear is out there. But mm-hmm. I believe that there's no lack. There's no such thing as, you know, inflation or depression in God's kingdom. And if we do things his way, we're not going to want for anything. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I will experience no lack. Those are the kind of things you need to affirm. I think the move would be an excellent opportunity. It will give everybody a little more space. It looks like a solution.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. You know, I just have to convince my husband. You know, he thinks it's like, I don't know, a dangerous step to take for some reason. Like you said, he's
going
just worried. Yeah.
Because of what's going on. I mean, I started to, just like I confessed, I admitted, you know, when I saw that all this stuff, I was thinking about buying, you know, dehydrated food and going crazy there for a minute, and then I went, stop it. You know, I'm a child
yeah.
of God. I'm not going to know any lack. And that's, you know, that's just it. And we are right now in a period of time where all this is happening because we really do need God. You know, if we could get unity and people that believed in the Word of God and put God in, you know, one nation under God, we'd be the most powerful nation in the world. And we need to say to ourselves, I will see the goodness of God in my everyday life. And we need to believe that. I refuse to grieve, doubt, or worry. The blessing of the Lord is mine right now. And that's what I had to stop and do because I was going crazy. And I look back on it and laugh now, but just how easy, we're human, how easy we can get off into doing those things. So I don't blame him. You know, it's, you need to reassure him that everything's going to be all right. It's going to be all right
okay.
for the children of God. It really is. It really is. You know, God asked me to do these radio shows 8 years ago because today I see why. It is very much needed that people need reassurance. They need to understand that we're in a difficult time, and that's what I'm here for. But keep me posted, you know. And
well, so you see that he'll come around to that idea.
The move looks good to me. And I see you being able to conquer this.
Yeah, okay.
What sign are you dealing with all those cancers?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, you can do it. You can do it.
I'm pretty determined, yes. But
yep.
I can also be really laid back and I let some things slide that shouldn't. And so now I just have a, you know, kind of a lot of people that take advantage of me.
Yeah, this is your challenge, and right now a lot of us are experiencing our destiny challenges. So this is a whopper, and
that's
keep me posted, we will keep you in prayer. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless, and thanks for participating.
God bless you. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Chandra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. All right. So what's coming up for me?
Okay.
I'm waiting patiently.
Good girl. That patient thing, that was another hard one for me to learn.
Yes.
Like,
oh, believe me. I had to ask for that long time ago. I was like, God, teach me to be patient. And he's still teaching me.
I know. We're all a work in progress till the coming of Christ. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Well, the good news is a lot of this disorder and confusion, you know, and that's what strife causes. Strife causes confusion. And, you know, and there were some mistakes made, you know, and that created mental anxieties for you, like almost having that job going, practically going through orientation and then being disappointed. Whew, that was a good one. Yeah.
And they changed it at the last minute.
I know. And that was so weird. So you have these things that are leaving you now. And
okay.
You're going to get a hold of things. I got the card of the person that grabs a hold of it, and I think you're at that place. So you will you need to release the fear of financial, even though it's in front of you. It's the view in front of you, but look up, because that's
mm-hmm.
going to change. You are going to have something here, and I'm going to say in a matter of maybe 6 days.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What about the interview I had, the second interview I had on,
well,
what was
what
it, Monday
I'm,
or
what
two,
I'm
Monday?
Seeing.
Mm-hmm. So
that's
that one
what
went
I'm
well.
Seeing. Yeah, I'm seeing an answer here. It could be 2 days. It could be 4 days. You add the two together, 6 days at most. So it could be 2 to 4 days. You're going to get an answer, and you're going to get you're attaining now. You're attaining your goals. You're getting what you've put out there for, and you just need courage. And that's what I come in.
How long will this one last? Let me ask.
I don't blame you. I mean, I've lived through this with you, and I know that, you know, you've certainly been on a roller coaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
With these contract jobs. I mean, one
I
minute,
know, wow.
You know, they want you, and then next minute, oh, we're changing the contract, and this, that, and the other.
Okay. The only precaution I have here is mental thoughts. So, let that pass go. Okay, we've been on
okay.
a roller coaster, but we're getting on
right.
with it now.
Think positive.
Yeah. And I really think that you're attaining your goals right now, and that you have action, and you have a very strong angel here, St. Michael, who is, like, bringing this together for you into a perfect, you know, compatible situation. So I think you can go on as long as you want it to. It shows a very successful combination.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
Okay.
And the son, will he be okay? Things will go, you know, will he get
something?
Think
about him. Just think about him. Picture him in your mind right now while I do these cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. But we don't have to say his name over the air.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's dealing with, you know, anxiety, as we know, and being a very unhappy. He's
mm-hmm.
also impatient.
Yes.
He's like, he wants, you know, microwave results, instant. And when
mm-hmm.
when it doesn't happen, he goes right back into feeling uneasy and all of those things. But he is actually starting what we call convalescence from a mental disorder. So depression is a mental disorder, and it's a very, you know, it's a, people kind of don't take it serious, but it is a very serious thing. And it creates a lot of difficulty, but he's making a change, and I got two.
Okay.
And that's in the present line, which could be 2 hours, but very unlikely. Maybe the next 2 months you're going to see a big change, but there's something coming up with action concerning work within 2 weeks.
Oh, great.
Maybe two
great.
Days. It's soon.
Oh, great. Glad
and he
to
is
hear.
Going
to
convalesce. We're going to keep him in prayer also, and
mm-hmm.
you don't lose the faith, okay?
Okay. I'm
all right.
Still
God
here.
Bless.
All right. Thank you so much, dear. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. God bless.
Thanks.
Okay. I want to reference Romans 2:12, verse 2. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Key word here is prove. You know, everybody wants proof today. Well, there's your proof. Just renew your mind and you'll see the proof. We all want to know the will of God for our lives, and we cannot allow the world to form us into what the world wants to form us in to be. We renew our minds by the Spirit of God, and you may feel rejected by the world, but God accepts you. You renew your mind by what God says you are. read Romans 8:37. We're more than conquerors. Our emotions can lie to us, and your mind can build a case against everything I'm talking about, but it's not true. It's just like we are receptive. It only takes 1/25th of a second to receive a thought to your mind. And remember the old days in the movies when the intermission would come and they'd flash stuff on the screen and everybody would go to the confessionary stand, because that's what they were doing. They were instilling, you know, you to buy popcorn or candy or whatever. And it only takes 1/25th of a second. And we have been fed a lot of untruths. But we have to stand up against that now. And we have to realize that everything that we've been hearing and everything that's been programmed on television and social media is not true. And even some of these stations are not telling the truth about people in politics as well. Believe what God says about you. That's something that you can rely on that's true. God loves you, and he gave his son for you to be reconciliated to him. Read John 3:16. I thank God that we can all agree that this is uncertain times in our world. Economy threats, the pandemic, border crisis, hacking our pipeline. By the way, our government paid $5 million in ransom, so who's not going to say that that couldn't happen again? But lawlessness, racial divide, and the list goes on. Our answer? Jesus. Jesus will lead, protect, and solve our issues. The country that puts God and God's word as a leading factor would be the strongest country in the world. God sees us as equals. We need to adapt this into our lives, and racism would end. We're all equal. The scripture says there is no such thing as male or female, bond or free, Jew, Greek, all are the same in the spirit. And we have to see that. We have to see just because of the paint job, it doesn't make a difference. You know, we're all equal. We're all equal in God's sight. And we need to adapt that and live and let live. There, the Bible says what a beauty it is to live in unity and to be at peace with one another. And we need to strive for that. We need to strive for that. And we're given everything. If you were born again and you believe in God, you've been given everything you need for life and godliness through God's promises. And you can be a partaker of those promises. These are words that are spoken by God, and God's promises in his word, and if he promised them to you, he wants to give them to you, but you got to be able to receive them, and you receive them by believing and accepting them, and you have to back away from the voices which are from the spirit of this world. Everything about this world and the world system speaks. And you need to turn those voices out and back away from them. You need to tell your soul to be quiet and let your spirit be filled with the Holy Spirit and let it be heard instead. So we need to get away from all this negative programming and stand up to it. And we do this in a peaceful way. And our lives will get much better. I thank everyone that participated today. And Heavenly Father, we come to you in unity, and we ask for your blessings upon our lives and to follow your lead and not listen to the voice of the enemy, to tune that out and to believe in your promises and stand strong in faith. Fight the good fight of faith, and we praise you and thank you for all that you've done already. Jesus, we are grateful for what you did on the cross. Holy Spirit, guide and lead us into what we need to know about our future and what we should do in Jesus' name. I thank you all for joining today and all my listeners. I pray that everyone be blessed. But we got to do our part. You got to do your part. And your part is to believe and to start accepting the Word of God and using it in your life. It's powerful and it will change things. Until next month, be blessed, everybody. Bye.